This show is dedicated to Bob Crowe. Regardless of what you thought about him, the world is a slightly less colourful place for his missing.
And now, live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I just nearly did a burp then, because I've had a bag of pickled onion monster munch. This is a music clout special this week. All will be explained after our first rocking track. And this week's show definitely has a rocking feel to it. This is Nero Zero and My Own Addiction. You're listening to Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a Canadian band based in Los Angeles called Nero Zero. How do I know that? Because all the information is provided on Music Clout, an excellent resource.
Excellent.
For me. So I actually, for once, know a little bit about all the bands this week. What is Nero Zero's website?
NeroZero.com?
No, NeroZero.net. Good idea, but poorly being Instead One, Tony Nil. All the tracks this week have come via Music Clout, who, what they do is they've got this thing whereby lots of bands apply to be on their site and apply to a list of radio stations, podcasts, magazine reviewers that they want to be considered for. And what Music Clout do very handily is they send me, every once in a while, they send me a list of the latest ones. And they're not being quite as good at targeting the ones for our show as they used to be, or maybe everyone wants to be on it now. But anyway, the latest list was 78 songs.
Right.
Of which I found 8.
Right.
So 70 were effectively not appropriate. So I will drop Music Clout a line saying, listen, can you let go on all this acoustic nonsense and send it to Matt Graham, please, instead? I have some additional material for you, but I've been talking so long about Music Clout, I might do it later on in the show, Tony.
Okay.
I might keep all. That's like keeping people. That's an abbreviation. I might keeping people. I might keep all waiting.
Okay. That's cool.
Do we need a word of the week? I'm not sure keeping people, abbreviated keeple, is really a word of the week, is it?
Not really.
If you can think of a good use for the word... Oh, is it really? Thanks very much for that. If you can find a valid reason to use the expression keeple as an abbreviation for keeping people, or a situation where you need to use the word keeple rather than keeping people, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email keeple, and we'll maybe get it as a word of the week for next week. If no one does, it's forgotten. I give up for now. It's time we heard from Gaddafi Castro. They're an Australian band, Tony, and a very interesting Australian band they are too. I think you're going to like this a lot. What is, however, Gaddafi Castro's website?
GaddafiCastro.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B, the Internet One. This is Sonic a Go Go. Hey, we're Gaddafi Castro, baby. We won't ask you, baby. You like us in music? Cause we love you. Hey, baby. I got an old girl. I don't know what to say. It's always on my mind, yeah. Hey, baby. I got an old girl. I don't know what you're doing. It's always on my mind, yeah. Gaddafi Castro wants to know, baby, if your boyfriend's cheating on you. But what you need to do is you need to shake your ass or dance for, baby. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great show this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You know, you make me laugh so much offline. I wish you'd occasionally do it on.
We're just very polite.
If you could be a bit more camp, that would be brilliant. That was Gaddafi Castro. Sonic could go. I'm telling you, man, the music this week. I know that we can't really say that we have a particular sort of music that we play, but this week it is a bit more commercially oriented than we'd maybe normally do. But I'm telling you what, I'm loving it. And some of it is more like rock, some of it is more like that kind of UK indie thing that was going on sort of between 85 and 95. Some of it's just really good, and we've got a bit in the middle that's just right, Graham. Ooh. But it's all good. Stay with us. I think you're going to love it. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Most people seem to be on there these days. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, leave us a comment. Easiest way to get in touch with us. Takes about a second to do so as well, so why not do it? Over two this week. First up, in response to...
Sorry, I'm trying to light a fag here. I can't get the match to work.
That's it. I think both actually responded to last week's show. First up from Fat Boy, John.
Oh, got it.
Who says, God bless you, Governor. Better late than never. Yeah, good. Thank you. Yes, apologies. It was a day too late last week.
Yeah, it was. There were reasons.
There were reasons.
Those reasons were I was busy and you were lazy.
No. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it. But yeah,
it was a conscious decision.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're back on Tuesdays now. That's good. Right. Josh Murphy is also getting in touch. Who says, go to Camberley and end up with the chronic shits. Sums up my hometown, really. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. Except that I don't think the shits were anything to do with Camberley. And it wasn't the shits. It was an incredibly painful stomach situation, which was followed by really rather quite a nice poo.
Okay. So the poo wasn't
sorry,
bad.
That's just thoroughly inaccurate.
Oh. So it was the pre-poo.
The pre-poo was awful.
Right.
The pre-poo went on for 20 minutes and was just horrendous. But the poo itself was really, really rather quite nice.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it for Facebook.
It was like being gently made love to from the inside.
I've got nothing.
I'm quite glad. Just let down. Red Dinosaur.
What did I expect? Sucking it up, taking more of the same.
Shutter.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I don't think I should be having this much fun right now, but I am. That was a band called Dingo Down with a bit of crazy rock and roll all the way from Los Angeles. Another band from Los Angeles. We are very much. We're a little bit American-centric this week, I have to say. And that, of course, is another track that came by Music Clout, and I will read out the Music Clout website when I found it. I suspect it's musicclout.com, but I will double check. What is Dingo Down's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/DingoDown?
No.
Oh.
Facebook.com/DingoDownBand.
Ah.
Tie me Dingo Down Band, boy. Tie me Dingo Down Band. You shouldn't really sing those songs anymore.
That's true.
But I have. Hey.
Okay, fair enough.
This show's really controversial this week.
Oh, dear.
Poorly Being Inset 2, Tony Wan. Did you do anything last week?
Not really. Did an airport run yesterday. Had to drop Steph off at Stansted. That's always rock and roll. Apart from that, not a great deal. Got the week off on my own. So.
Right. So I imagine you've got a new jar of lemon curd and... an improved internet connection.
I do love my lemon curd.
Do you know what? Lemon curd has pretty much disappeared from our diets, hasn't it? You don't hear anyone mention lemon curd.
No.
I used to quite like lemon curd sandwiches.
Okay.
Yeah.
White bread or brown bread? White, obviously, I'd imagine.
Well, white bread, mate. It's lemon curd. It was the 70s. We hadn't heard of brown bread. It was how much bad shit can you put in your mouth at once? Unsorted white bread with a dollop of lemon curd on it. That should do it. I'm amazed I'm still here. Fortunately, I did do some things last week.
Cool.
I had my gigs in Hitchin, Leicester and Bulldog, and thanks to everyone that came down. The Hitchin show was packed. The Leicester show was packed. The Bulldog show wasn't, but it had been a bizarrely hot, sunny day. So I think a lot of people had gone out in the afternoon and had a few too many and not made it out at night, and I can forgive them for that. Hitchin show was just like the old days. We used to be packed out like that, and it was. And special bonus guest at the show was my mate Bentley. Excuse me if I'm a bit husky. It's because I am. It's because of the shows over the weekend. My mate Bentley, who I haven't seen for ages, popped down, and I got him on stage 10 or 15 minutes, and it was brilliant. And he sang a song about his daughter's... No, about his girlfriend's cock after doing a routine about his daughter's cock.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think he'll take a good, long, hard look at himself. Well done to Olaf Falafel, who was on all three nights, did a great job all three nights. To Barry Castagnola for Friday night. Lech was on the Saturday night. He was replaced... excuse me, I'm a bit husky. He was replaced by Stuart Goldsmith, who was entirely brilliant for the next two nights, is what I'm trying to get round to. After the show in Hitchin, we went out and had it large, and then me and Bentley came back, had a two-man disco in the flat. That is not a euphemism. I turned the disco lights on, and we listened to music. On the Saturday night, we went round to the Arena Tavern after the show, where it took about an hour or two before the goat's gash started flowing, but then it did. I will be putting up goat's gash-related photographs later on in the week. And on Sunday, I had two pints of bit of shandy and drove home.
Ooh.
And that was my week.
Excellent.
Right, should we do two songs in a row?
Let's do that.
Right, so, two songs in a row now. The first one, I'll tell you all about the second one after you've heard it. The first one's an artist called James J. Turner via Liverpool, which is where Ag Graham is from. And I wonder if he's heard of James J. Turner already. This has got a little bit of Pogues about it, a little bit. It's described as folk rock. I think it's a little bit more than that. I actually like it very much. What I want to know is, what is James J. Turner's website?
JamesJTurner.co.uk?
No, it's JJTurner.com, which makes it Poorly Being an Internet 3, Tony 1, at the halfway stage. How could we be wrong?
Real busy dishing out the crap and passing someone else the tab. We found out where it's really at. How could we be wrong? Bigger armies, bigger bombs, just waiting for the day to come when we could bend everyone. How could we be wrong? Well, it doesn't matter what we say, we've gone and done it anyway. And there's filth and poison in our head, but we don't even care.
countries, different lives, different fingers in different pies. The cruel man breaks down and cries, how could we be wrong? There was hopes and feelings swept aside, for something dark held down inside. You know we threw a party while our partner died. How could we be wrong? Well, it doesn't matter what we say, we've gone and done it anyway. And it's real for poison in our hair. We don't even care. Well, we've done it now, it's dead and gone. Annihilation for everyone. There's no children left to carry on. How could we be wrong?
Factor, yeah, but letting me take all
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a band called A Band in All Hope with a track called Uh-Oh. They're from Northern Canada.
Right.
That's cold.
It is.
It is indeed. And again, I hope you enjoyed that. And that's, again, pretty rocky. What is A Band in All Hope's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/abandonallhope.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paul Bean, Instant 3, and Abandon is spelled A-B-A-N-D-I-N. Abandon All Hope. Do check them out, find out more about them. They've got lots going on. All the bands on this week's show, you know, they've got stuff out right now, which is why Music Cloud have sent it. So all these bands are really current, and you should check them out. If you're enjoying them at all, do check them out. Also, what you should do, if you get the opportunity, is go and see bands live, which we think is massively important. Isn't that right, Tony?
It is.
And that means it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bar with extras.
Yeah. Yep, another week, another few gigs. Oh, at the 12 Bar Club. We're going to do, and there's something on Sunday. What a week. There's right. This Friday, the 14th of March, Anabolic Steroids, Snork, The Slurps, and Baylor Baylor. It's London Calling Night.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, Friday night.
It's going to be great.
How much do you think Friday night?
£6.
It is.
Oh, nice.
Saturday night, Eastfield, the Dirty Ugly Punk Monkeys, Cretin 77, Emergency Bitter, and the Submutants.
Hang on. Is this London Calling as well?
It is.
Yeah, I thought as much.
They're presenting a night of glorious punk rock, yeah. Aren't they just?
Yeah, they certainly are. I know that we've got some people listening to this show are big fans of Eastfield as well.
There you go. I've not heard the Dirty Ugly Punk Monkeys before then.
No, but how can you not like them with a name exactly. like that?
They all sound great. Emergency Bitter, that would be a good night. Saturday yeah. night as well. How much do you think?
It's good.
It is. Bargain. Finally, Sunday night, 16th March, 3 Minute Tease and Oliver Shaw. It's a mystery.
Tony. It's a mystery. Oh, it's a mystery. Wasn't expected to do a tribute to Toya this week.
No, I didn't see that one coming.
Do you know what? £5.
It is.
Oh yes.
There you go.
665 across the road from Number of the Beast.
It is.
Right in his kitchen window. And what's the Beast cooking this week? Sausages, of course.
Always.
Who knows?
That's not now, it, though.
No, it's not. I was about to say that concludes, but it doesn't, does it?
It doesn't, because no. We've got another one. John from the Beast Boys has been in touch. Who says he's got a gig at the Unicorn in Camden on Friday night, one of Jalapeno Spike's Garage Land series, and he thinks it's free.
Ooh.
So there you go.
This is competing with the 12 Bar.
It is. Both good nights. What do you do?
You go to Camden first, because it'll be an early finish.
Ah.
And then you go to the 12 Bar, because it'll be a very late finish.
There you go. There's your Friday night sorted out.
It's both.
Yeah. It's free as well, so yeah. Well, that's it. That is it.
And from Camden, you can get the Northern Line direct to Tottenham Court Road, which is the stop for the 12 Bar. So actually, it's easy to do both.
Travel information, planning your night.
No. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Dance while the record spins. No. this show's infotainment. Yes. That concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
12 bars and information about travel. Yeah. Next track coming up, band called Forever Town, all the way from Austin, Texas, my friend.
Cool.
This is a little bit different. Again, a load of tracks a little bit different this week. This has just got such a good thumping bass to it. I think you're going to like it a lot. Sit back, relax, and enjoy it. But before that, what is Forever Town's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ForeverTown?
No, Facebook.com/ForeverTown1. And that's the numeric 1. Makes it Paul of the Internet 4, Tony 2. And this is Soul Rebel Sinner.
Fell asleep, took a trip back home where the sadness bleeds from a stone. Speaking tongues, dropping aim, shoot to kill in the back cuts me to the bone. I'm
Tuna Town.
You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Forever Town, Soul Rebel Sinner. I like that. Are you doing anything this week?
Lots of stuff in the house. Actually going out tomorrow night.
Good lord.
Got some old uni friends. Going to have some beers.
Is Nottingham ready?
I don't know. It's going to have to be.
Where do you think you might be going for some beers?
I think we're going to a... bear in mind the people I'll probably... If you know what subject I did at university, you can imagine who I went to university with. So I think we're going to some kind of techie talk where they also serve beers. So I'll be at the bar.
Good.
And they'll be
God.
Listening to techies talk. Oh. But there's a bar. So I'm saying that's a step up.
Oh, take headphones.
Take my iPod.
I would listen to Punky.
Yeah, there you go. I might have
got it up in time. If you'll excuse the expression. We're having a university reunion and we're going to a tech talk. I cannot imagine ringing up or emailing or Facebooking or tweeting anyone I knew at university and saying, we haven't seen each other for 15 years. Anyone fancy going out for a technical discussion? Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Actually, you're doing more than I am. I'm doing nothing this week, so you beat me.
Bloody hell. What's going on?
Well, the only thing going on is I did have a little trip to B&M Bargains today, one of my favourite discount booze stores, amongst other things, and discovered a beer I've never had before, which is called, I believe it's called Centurion, and it's from Barbados. It's a stout. If you can give me another reason why it's not going to be terrific, let me know, although I do have a fourth reason.
No idea.
89p a bottle.
Ooh.
I can't wait to get stuck in. I didn't dare do it. Actually, just talk for a second, will you?
I had a stout once, and my favourite stout was a chocolate orange stout. Don't remember the name of it. Had it in my local pub when we used to live in Nottingham City Centre. It was surprisingly nice. Also went to America, and they had a chocolate stout as well.
Right.
What's your favourite stout? Email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
What's he going to type the email? This is my favourite stout.
What's your favourite stout?
No, it's not called Centurion. It's better.
Okay, what's it called?
It's from Barbados. It's only 5% proof, but that's strong enough. It's actually called Stallion.
Nice.
Even better. I'll be drinking Stallion Stout after the show tonight. If that doesn't sort my libido out, I don't know what will. So basically all I'm doing this week is having two bottles of Stallion Stout and getting about my business.
Okay.
However, I do have some additional material for you, which I was going to do at the start of the show, but I'm doing now instead. If you have a poem for us, do email paulieb@punkyray.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. This is what Joni Hates Jizz did.
No.
And welcome back, Joni. We've missed you. Here we go. Hey, P&T. Punky tunes. Each one's a floor filler. And such sexy men. One spicy, one vanilla. Now get on and make your podcast, for fuck's sake, before you return to Grappling the Gorilla. Joni Hates Jizz. The Haggerston Harpy Slurper.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Joni. If you have a pain for us, as I say, do email us. I don't mind hearing from Joni HJs once a fortnight, but we would like some others as well. So that's that. Also, if you have a joke for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, typing your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glumbongo pissed off in the Congo did.
Okay.
And he says, watch it, Paul. Sorry, I haven't said anything recently. I've been on holiday. There was a mix-up at the ski lodge and not enough rooms, so me and two mates had to share a bed. I stuck myself in the middle, and in the morning, Jeff on my right wakes up and says, I had this wild, vivid dream of getting a handjob. Then Barry on my left wakes up, and unbelievably, he said exactly the same dream. Then I said, that's funny, I dreamt I was skiing. Right. I don't know what we do without Joni H's and Glumbongo. Might throw them that they're in a different part of the show, but feel free, anyone else listening, to send us something in. Right.
Okay.
Next track?
Yep.
This is Nightwolf, Walking My Dog. We'll be right back.
walking my dog down the street. Now he's taking a dump. He's pissing on every tree. From across the street, he smells a bitch in hate. Now he's pulling some wood, just like a dirty dog should. Just cruising around my neighborhood. All the dogs are up to no good. Got a pocket full of blue bags and I'm walking my dog. He's wrecking my grass. You know it's kicking my ass. Gonna call the police. Just cruising around my neighborhood. All the dogs are up to no good. Got a pocket full of blue bags and I'm walking my dog.
Listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And they are playing a gig as well this weekend on Saturday night, I believe, in Shoreditch. And it's a free gig and they're doing late sets. So you could potentially go to Camden, watch John's suggestion, Beach Boys there. Then you go to the 12 Bar Club and watch a couple of the bands there. and then you could head over to Shoreditch for a couple of late sets on Dust of Phonics and consider that a proper night out. Just an idea.
Yeah.
That was a Nightwolf from a track called Walking My Dog. What is Nightwolf's Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/Nightwolf?
No, it's not. It's ReverbNation.com/Danny Vash and Nightwolf, making it poorly being instead 5 Tony 2 Nightwolf. Oh, of course, from Albuquerque. With Bulldogs and Jumping Frogs. I've been to Albuquerque. I've been to the airport. I had an incident there. Did you? You know, you didn't get that far west, did you? East side.
No.
I'd like to go back, find out more about them. I'm afraid I don't know whether Nightwolf are called Nightwolf or Danny Vash and Nightwolf. I did try to find out, and even on their website, the Reverb Nation page, it's confusing as to what they actually go by, so that's why I went with Nightwolf, just in case. But anyway, they might be called Danny Vash and Nightwolf, and I'm sorry that I don't know more. Maybe they change their minds from time to time, or maybe, a bit like Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows, now called the Dark Shadows, they were originally called Danny Vash and Nightwolf, and now they're just called Nightwolf. I don't fucking know.
Okay.
Now, have you got a twat for us?
I don't.
Right. Come on. Have a go at the listeners.
Yeah, come on. We had what, a good few weeks of twats. We were doing really well this year, and now we're into March and it's already dried up, and nobody likes a dried up twat. I certainly don't. So, do email me. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Dead simple. Email me to tony@punkyradio.com.
It's like in 2014, our twats have come too early.
Yeah. And some weeks, two came. And none.
Typical. Are you trying to tell me that is a twat is like buses?
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
Fortunately, I can start doing what I tried to do last week, we made a mess of, which is read out the UK iTunes reviews. We do like you to review us iTunes if you possibly can. It doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it moves up the iTunes chart, and we'd like more of you to reviewers than you do now. So if you are on iTunes, then go to it, find Punky Radio via podcast, via the iTunes store, leave us a 5-star review. Obviously that's what several people did, and I'm just going to read out the last four, which actually going back quite a long way.
Okay.
However, the most recent one was only a couple of weeks ago, and thank you very much, Canvey Rob, who gave us 5 stars. It's 5-star review because it's worth it. Paul and Tony always ask for reviews, so here's mine. 5 stars, and it really is worth it. Not just punk, but always entertaining. I think that sums it up. Yeah. Then we had from Big Papa Bear, back on the 7th of November last year, best 8 songs you'll hear all week, 5 stars, and you get a bit of Tony. That's all he says there. Super Slice of Punk from Sussex Saint. Well done, Paul and Tony. A great show of punky every week. And finally, one that I may have read out last year, but I don't think I did, which is Great Show, 5 stars, by Spot 50. Great music and banter. Listen to this while out walking the dog. Takes your mind off the rain. Even came home without the dog. Left him running around the park. No animals were harmed while submitting this review. Just give it a shot. You won't be disappointed. It's as easy as that.
I can't remember hearing that, no.
No, that's cool. So I might actually have got something right for once.
Yeah, good. Good reviews. All 5 stars, of course.
All 5 stars, of course. So please do review us if you get the chance to. And every once in a while, we read them out. It's not so much about us getting the reviews off you. It's more, and actually reading them out to show off, it's more about getting the reviews on there to help move up the chart. If we move up the chart, more people hear about the show, then more people listen to the show, more people hear the bands, and then more people buy the music that the bands make, and that's what the show's all about. Right.
Yes.
Last track.
Okay.
I've always wanted it, all the time we've been making Punky Radio, Tony, I've always wanted to play a track by a band called Wood Shampoo.
Okay.
And now finally I can. And it would help if they were from New York City. They are! So how brilliant that for the last track this week, we've got a band called Wood Shampoo all the way from New York City via Music Cloud, who I have singularly failed to find their website. I don't suppose you can do it while I'm talking, can you? Are you online?
I am online.
Right, could you just type in Music Cloud, see what happens. And so this will be the last track this week. This has been a Music Cloud special as Tony types in Music Cloud to the internet.
MusicCloud.com.
There you go, musiccloud.com. There are some things you are very good at.
Typing is the only thing.
No, I said there are some things. You're very good at guitar.
Okay. Yeah. I picked my guitar up again, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
How heavy was it? Is this to avoid going down the gym?
Yeah. Didn't plug it in.
Right. So does that mean that there's going to be some Tony material before long?
Hopefully, yeah. I'm actually playing again. So
excellent. Good. Excellent work. Right. So there you go. There's two things you've got straight away. Typing and guitar.
Cool.
And lots of other things as well, I'm sure, but you're just too meek to say so. What is Wood Shampoo's website?
Woodshampoo.com.
No, woodshampoo.net. Ball of the internet. Six, Tony, two. We're thrashing. Wow. Where's the party, Earthling?
Down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was Wood Champo. Thanks so much for listening this week. I'm just watching the start of the Arsenal v Bayern Munich game about to happen, which is this time in Bayern Munich. Arsenal have to win it. And they just cut to the Arsenal crowd that are over there. And you know how when fans go abroad, they like to bring flags.
Yeah.
And the flags will say where they're from and Arsenal. And they just showed three in a row that said Serbian Arsenal fans. Right? Then it said Slovenia, Arsenal forever. And then it said Bexley Heath Gooners. I've really enjoyed it this week. I hope you have too. There's loads of things we've asked you to do. We'd like to ask you to do one more thing, which is listen to the following message from Tony concerning the online radio stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC World Radio.com. Finally, the latest station, Radio Andra, which is RadioAndra.se. That's ANDRA.
Yes, indeed. And thank you so much to those stations to take this show. As I've got nothing to do this weekend, should anybody be interested in going with me, I might practice what I preach and try and do... Oh, no, you can't do all... I can't do all three, can I? Because the Bleach Boys gig was on Friday, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you're up for going to see the Bleach Boys or going down the 12 Bar or fancy going to see Dusty Phonics late on Saturday night in London, drop me a line and we'll see if we can get a Punky Radio-related team together. Speaking of Punky Radio, I might have some very exciting news about the upcoming Edinburgh Fringe in a few weeks' time regarding Punky Radio. But that's about that for now. Thank you so much for listening. Maybe you could say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poo.